Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instruction of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show and your host, Paul Neeson.
Everybody, welcome to another episode. And today I want to continue to speak about fasting and prayer because it's that essential that they go together and we understand these things. And specifically about fasting, we spoke about the power of prayer and everything that prayer can become when we fast. But I want to look specifically about what the Bible says about fasting and prayer together. But specifically understand this when it comes to fasting. If you're fasting without praying, you're missing a tremendous asset that can help you in your spiritual walk with our Creator. While you're fasting, if you're not praying, you're missing out. There are many people that pray for physical reasons and physical healing only. And me as a health teacher can assure you that you can be healed completely from most addictions and many diseases while ceasing from food and giving the body a rest. It works. Fasting is a great cure for physical healing. But while you're doing that, if you're leaving out prayer while you're fasting, you're leaving a tremendous, tremendous thing off of your list, and you're trying to heal yourself and not relying on our Creator to do that healing. You're trying to put everything on yourself and not letting or connecting with our Creator and His wonderful opportunity to do so while fasting. So we need to be careful with this. And whenever we pray, we should, or whenever we fast, we should be praying along with it. If you want to experience the tremendous power of prayer. And while fasting itself is not necessary for our salvational walk, it's such an essential piece of the picture in your spiritual walk and your faith. And it's highly recommended and suggested we do this on a regular basis, just like Yeshua expected us to do so, as He said, when you fast. Basically, what it comes down to is your relationship with our wonderful Creator. And the more you fast, the more intimate it's going to be, the better that connection is going to be between you and Him. And is that not what we all want? Prayers will be answered. Blessings will be complete when we fast and pray together. You know, He even says that spiritual warfare is real. It says in Ephesians, there's a battle going on that we don't see that's taking place daily. And Scripture even says it. This demon can only come out through prayer and fasting. If you want to win the spiritual battle and the spiritual war, yes, we must make the choice to choose the side of Yahweh and not choose the side of Satan. But we also must prepare ourselves, and we also must follow the instructions of Scripture, which says to fast when we're during these battles. During these battles, we must be able to overcome, and we must use all the weapons that Yahweh has given us, so that none of Satan's weapons would come up against us and prosper. And to break not just the physical addictions in our lives, whether it's drugs, whether it's coffee, or whether it's smoking or something like this, but to break those addictions of on an emotional level. This is so important to understand, because it's not just about physical sin and disobeying our Creator, but it's also about spiritual sin. And when we're choosing the wrong side, when we choose to gravitate towards hatred and violence and jealousy and envy and condemnation, rejection and the shame, and we live in pride and guilt and lying and lust and greed and all of these attributes of Satan, and we struggle with going to Yahweh's side and living with joy, peace, love, and all the fruit of the Spirit and purity and faith and justice and the wisdom of Yah and mercy and grace, when we struggle to do that, I promise you, when you fast, and the longer you fast, and the more you're in prayer, you will start seeing these things swing to the correct side. We'll start seeing ourselves, finding ourselves naturally loving, being more loving and more peaceful, and less hatred, and less rejection. You see, this is a spiritual battle that's taking place, and the result is in the physical. And the best way to prepare yourself and to overcome and to give yourself the best opportunity is through prayer, and the best way to pray is through fasting and prayer together. There's nothing more humbling, there's nothing more beneficial, and there's nothing we can do to get closer to Yahweh than pray and fast together. How many times do I have to explain this? And you might say, well, we don't want to listen to you, we listen to the scriptures. Well, let's look at the scriptures, and let's look at what the scriptures say about this. We look at David. David himself, who is called in scripture to have a heart of Yahweh, knew about the benefits of fasting and praying. In 2 Samuel 12:16, it says, David pleaded with Yahweh for the child. He fasted and spent the nights lying in sackcloth on the ground. Fasting. What it comes down to is the idea of getting closer to our Creator. And our Creator says He doesn't want our physical sacrifices. He wants our heart. That's what He says. He doesn't want the animal sacrifices. He wants the sacrifice of our circumcised heart. And through repentance, as it says in the scriptures, repentance brings refreshing. We get there. But repentance isn't just some tears coming down our face. Repentance is a change of our actions. A decision is what it starts with. And speaking it out is what it starts with. And a dedication and a promise and a commitment. And we do that. We see that. We understand that. When we confess our sins and we add it to the idea of fasting and praying, we look at repentance in 1 Samuel 7, verse 6, when it says, when they have assembled at mitzvah, they drew water and poured it out before Yahweh. On that day, they fasted and they confessed. We have sinned against Yahweh. Now Samuel was serving as leader of Israel in mitzvah. They fasted and repented. So not only does fasting and praying go hand in hand, fasting and repenting goes hand in hand. If you want your repentance to be secure and sincere, stop repenting and praying and doing all these things, and you're just thinking about your meal that you're about to eat, or you're thinking about the food that you're putting in your mouth while you're doing these so-called things. No. Cease from the food. Cease from the things of the flesh. Cease from the things of man. And speak to our Creator in a humble place. Not needing food, like Job said, I esteem the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. Daniel 9, verse 3 and 5 says, so I turned to Yahweh and pleaded with him in prayer, petition, and fasting, and in sackcloth and ashes. I prayed to Yahweh my Elohim and confessed. Yahweh the great and awesome Elohim, who keeps his covenant of love with those who love him, and keeps his commandments. We have sinned and done wrong. We have been wicked and have rebelled. We have turned away from your commands and laws. It's time we got back to this. We did this. And we understand this. The prophet Joel said in Joel 2, 12 and 13, even now, declares Yahweh, return to me with all your heart, with fasting and weeping and mourning. Rend your heart and not your garments. Return to Yahweh your Elohim, for he is glorious and compassionate, slow to anger and abounding in love, and relents from sending calamity. It says there, return to me with all your heart and with fasting. That's what true repentance is all about. Humbling yourself and forgetting about the things of this flesh and being thankful for the things he provides. The spiritual nourishment. And we're no longer worshiping the food. Instead, we're thanking Yahweh for being the creator of the food and providing it for us. And then we see the Ninevites, we see the situation of all these unbelievers in this wicked town, this wicked city of all of the worst of the worst. And then Jonah came there in chapter 3, and it says, they believed in Yahweh. A fast was proclaimed, and all of them, not some of them, all of them, from the greatest to the least, poured sackcloth. And when Jonah warned the reaching of the king Nineveh, he rose and tore his robe and took his clothes, and he covered himself with sackcloth and sat down in the dust. And this is the proclamation he issued to the people of this wicked city. By the decree of the king and the nobles, do not let the people or the animals, the herds or the flocks taste anything. Do not let them eat or drink. But let the people and animals be covered with sackcloth. Let everyone call upon the urgency of Yahweh. And let them give up their evil ways and their violence. Who knows? Yahweh may yet relent with compassion. And turn with fierce anger so that they will not perish. Wow. When is the last time you heard a leader of any nation call for a fast throughout the whole nation, where even the animals weren't eating, and the people were told to repent and to change their ways? When is the last time you saw a church call a corporate fast and prayer and a corporate fasting and not even drinking? When is the last time you saw that? But we see in the scriptures where it calls us for Yom Kippur, a appointed day according to our Creator's calendar, to fast and pray. But how many people take that serious? How many people consider that? This is how our lack of knowledge about the true understanding of the benefit of fasting and prayer and the lack of knowledge about a one of Creator gets us in trouble. And we're not guided in the right way, in the right way. If somebody's talking wrong or evil or just downplaying the role or the benefits of fasting, they're leading people astray and they're not giving good guidance. You know, we look at the guidance of Paul and Barnabas in Acts 14:23. It says Paul and Barnabas also appointed elders in every church. With prayer and fasting, they turned the elders over to the care of Yahweh, in whom they had put their trust. They made sure any of these leaders, any of these people that people are going to look to, understood the importance of prayer and fasting. They made the decisions after prayer and fasting. And it says again in Acts 13, while they were worshiping Yahweh and fasting, it says, the Ruach Kodesh, the Holy Spirit, set apart for me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work to which I have called them. So after they had fasted and prayed, they placed their hands on them and sent them off. The two of them sent on their way by the Holy Spirit. They went down to Seleucia and sailed from there to Cyprus. We must understand these scriptures about fasting and how our Creator wants us to fast. It strengthens our prayers, and that's what it does. It strengthens us. Helps us to be stronger, not weaker. Helps us to be wiser. Help our prayers to be more powerful. It humbles us. And it teaches us the discipline. You know, many believers out there today are spiritually dry because they're not following what our Creator told us to do. Many people are spiritually dry because they're not praying, because they're not fasting. And the Bible talks about making sure we have the spiritual discipline in our lives and making our bodies an offer as a sacrifice pleasing to Yahweh that is true and proper worship. Proper worship. The patterns of this world is to eat, and then eat more. The patterns of this world is to say if we miss food, we're going to die. The patterns of this world relies on physical food for their nourishment. But Yahweh says, do not conform to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you'll be able to test and approve Yahweh's will, which is pleasing and perfect. And that comes with with prayer, and that comes with fasting, to understand what it says in Scripture about praying without ceasing. Well, if we're praying and fasting, we're praying and fasting without ceasing, and to be still and know that He is Yahweh. That He is Yahweh. And to have that discipline, and to understand that constant worship and praise of our wonderful Creator, and to be able to spiritually discipline ourselves, to seek Yahweh more, and look at the great examples of Scripture of how they did that, and what they did to make that happen. So it's time we examine our lives and test ourselves and do a fast and get into a prayerful mode and speak to our wonderful Creator and focus on our Creator, not letting the distractions of this world get in the way, and to excel in all the things that He wants us to do, and to use those gifts that He gave us to the fullest capability. We all have that opportunity, but we must stop limiting ourselves. Stop limiting yourself. Yeshua said to always pray and not give up. To always pray and not give up. You know, and we do need physical food to some degree, but we need to go into these seasons of fasting, whether it's daily, whether it's weekly, whether it's monthly, whether it's yearly. The Scriptures set the model and the example of fasting and how we should fast and why we should fast and what we should be doing when we fast. It sets the example of how to do it. So we need to humble ourselves as we do this and prepare ourselves for the spiritual battle that's taking place consistently. And that's what it comes down to. Ephesians 6:12. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers and the rulers of the darkness of this world, and against the spiritual wickedness in high places. That's what it comes down to. Preparing ourselves for these battles, to overcome these battles, and to persevere. To persevere. Let me tell you this. The Rahadak Kodesh, the set-apart spirit, often referred to as the Holy Spirit, speaks to us, and it's confirmed in Scripture of the correct spirit that is speaking to us. And if you have a good relationship with our wonderful Creator, the Holy Spirit would never make you feel good living in sin. That's what I say all the time. And there are many people that are making excuses for living against the words of our Creator, and that is what sin is. But I'm going to tell you what Scriptures say to test everything, and I'm going to tell you right now another way to test the Holy Spirit and what Spirit is speaking to you. If you are a believer, and you are following the guidelines and instructions according to our Creator, the Holy Spirit should be telling you and preparing you and teaching you and showing you and revealing to you about fasting when you pray, about fasting on a regular basis, about fasting to heal, about fasting to be victorious from a spiritual standpoint. Very simply put, the Holy Spirit would not leave this important element out of building your relationship with our wonderful Creator. And this spiritual battle, there's many deceivers and deception out there. And many people are being deceived from a spiritual standpoint to think fasting is not necessary, or to make excuses why they think they cannot fast. But you must have the discernment of the Rahadak Kodesh, the Holy Spirit, to understand this and to get this. And to stop giving in to the spiritual demons and all this other spiritual warfare on the opposite side that we should be on. This is why many people are losing the battles. And when Yeshua says these demons can only be cast out through prayer and fasting, and we think about the power of our prayers, and we have the power, if we do it the right way, to rebuke the enemy and all his demons and get them out of our lives. So whatever it is in your life, whether it's hatred, whether it's worry, whether it's rejection, whether it's fear, whether it's anger, whether it's bitterness and all this, through fasting and praying, we have the power with the sword of our mouth to command and rebuke the demons to go. And they listen when we pray and fast. Some of them listen when we don't fast. But there are certain that listen only through prayer and fasting. In the name of Yeshua, we must cleanse the house. We must cleanse the house. We must cleanse the house. And some of you say, well, I'm not affected and I don't need to do spiritual cleansing or anything else. Well, is the Rahadak HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, telling you that you should be following the guidelines and instructions of our Creator? Are you seeking what the commandments are and following them? Are you understanding the biblical calendar and following the important appointed times that our Creator has separated for certain times of fasting and prayer and resting our bodies on a daily, weekly, monthly, and yearly basis? There's the deception right there. Because if you're not doing and seeking those things, you're not in line with Scripture. And we shouldn't fast and be sad or worried or concerned or upset about it. Fasting is a joy and a blessing from our Creator because it brings us closer to Him. Our Creator tells us not to be dismayed. Don't let anything steal your joy. And if you're letting fasting steal your joy, even though we get pleasure from food, there's more pleasure that comes from Yahweh. And when we fast, we should feel wonderful. Spiritually, we should be at the highest of the highs. Physically, there's ups and downs. We might be going through some cleansing times where we might not feel physically great, but from a spiritual standpoint, an emotional standpoint, we should feel better than we've ever felt in our lives because we're forgoing the pleasure that comes with getting from physical food or physical items and coveting these things of this world and making idols of this world, but instead we're getting it from our wonderful Creator and He's blessing us, knowing that the less we have in the physical, but that we're building up our investment in His kingdom and how beautiful and wonderful it is because we're getting closer to Him. I pray that I'm reaching somebody because this is so important for you to get and understand. And I ask you to try it before you deny it. Test everything. Try to go one day without food. Whether it's missing one meal, whether it's 24 hours or 36 hours, do it and pray to Him. Be in communication with Him. Try to cut out as many distractions as you can from your day, including food. Take a day off from work and just try to stay in the Word and speak to our Creator and pray and fast for that one day. Try it. And see the power and what happens with that. Well, you know what? There's a day in Scripture that calls us to do that every week. It's called the Holy Sabbath. The holy seventh day of the week. He calls us to rest and pray. To rest and pray. And there's no better way to rest our body than to cease putting food in it. There's no better way to pray than to fast and to connect with Him. And He wants us to remind. He wants to remind us about the beautiful prayers of repentance and the spiritual warfare that we're winning and the joy that comes along with fasting and prayer. On a weekly basis, He wants us to ground ourselves and get back to where we belong. And then on a monthly basis, He gives us the great healing power of the understanding the body is mostly water. And when we're cleansing the water and the tides of this world and everything in the water is moving at a certain rate and at a certain time each day and each year and especially each month. And when the new moon is appearing and the moon and the water of the earth have connection and we understand that our bodies have been created by our Creator and the majority of our body is water and the cleansing that takes place with the new moons each month. And we understand the importance of acknowledging this without worshiping the moon, but fasting during the new moon times and acknowledging the renewing that our Creator gives us each month at the beginning and the start with a new moon, that He can heal us and cleanse us each month, and that we can be spiritually and physically cleansed. And regardless of any issues or problems that we've had or have going on in our lives, each week on the Sabbath, each month on the new moon, each year on the holy appointed times of our Creator's calendar, we can renew ourselves. We can renew ourselves and refresh ourselves. Repentance brings refreshing. And we could heal ourselves, the physical and the spiritual healing that takes place during these times of fasting and prayer. We all have this wonderful capability opportunity. And many of you might not have heard this before. Many of you might have heard it but ignored it. Or many of you might have tried but struggled. But never give up, start trying. Never stop the race. Test everything. So I implore you to go and try it. Try it. Try to go this Sabbath without eating and just praying. And start observing it without doing any business on that day. And the Sabbath is the seventh day of the week on Saturday. And try it on the new moon days. Try to go a day with just resting and focusing on the Word, feasting on the words of our Creator. And then get into the habit of meeting Him at His appointed times each year that He told us to do in Scripture. And be blessed for it. I pray we understand what Yeshua meant when He says, "Know the truth and the truth will set you free." This is Scripture that I'm giving you here. It's not my opinion. This is the Word. Everything in your life is going to be more powerful, and you're going to be closer to our Creator when you take up the art and the beauty and the pleasure of fasting with the understanding and the guidance of the Rahadah Kodesh, the Holy Spirit. You can be blessed through this practice. Many people today are making a practice of living in sin and excusing their breaking the laws and the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. Well, it's time we create a new habit of fasting and praying and experiencing the joy that comes along with the power of fasting and prayer. So I pray these messages are getting through to you, and I pray you're gonna do it and be blessed for it. Hallelujah. May our Creator bless you this day and always. Thank you for listening, everybody, and shalom, shalom.
You've been listening to the Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida, 33466. Thank you for your prayers and support. Torah
Life Ministry. Morningside Academy, the first private school in Port St. Lucie, has been providing academics with excellence since 1987. Morningside Academy offers private Christian education in a godly atmosphere, teaching truths that will last a lifetime. Morningside Academy provides excellence in academics, athletics, and the arts while developing Christ-like leaders for today and in the future. For more information about Morningside Academy, call 772-335-3231.
The views and opinions of programmers heard on WCNO are the responsibility of the participants and producers of the program and may not reflect the views and opinions of the staff or management of WCNO.